This is a digital copy of an audio cassette tape made by my mother, Doris Renell. She provides the date of 15th of August. The year is probably 1991, when my mother was visiting Sweden from California. At the time, her mother, Helen Renell, was sick, and Helen subsequently passed away. My mother started recording the tape when she was driving from the town of Björketorp, or more specifically from the family cabin called Sulatorp, to Göteborg, or Gothenburg, Sweden. This is Leonard Holmquist speaking from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in May of 2013.
Good morning, children of mine, and whosoever. It is the 15th of August. Can't believe this. I have been here 6 weeks. More or less going bananas. Part of the time I'm enjoying myself, but it gets to be a drag. It's a little bit boring, but the beauty stays. Something every day, even if it's buttons that belongs on a jacket. I put it off to the next day so I have something to look forward to go into town again. I am on my way into town now to go see Mumu, and after that I finally got in contact with Ulla, who has been on her vacation but is coming to Göteborg for today only. She has moved again. This is Ulla Signes, my nurse friend, and she now lives in Stockholm. So, no more Ulla up there on the hills of Göteborg. But I'll give you a little bit of a rundown first on Mumu. In the other tape, I told you that Mupa wasn't doing too well. I'm still wishy-washy on him, but I think it's moved more than anything else. I don't think he's ill. I think it's moved. He doesn't, I don't think, realize the severity of Mom's illness. And I'm not about to tell him the severity of her illness, because being he has a prior heart problem, plus also a bleeding ulcer. He doesn't need that extra anxiety. Of course, I didn't think of my bleeding ulcer that's keeping all this inside. I guess that's why I'm talking to you guys. Ah, Chad, I get bored of me. And so after I've been to Mom's today, I will be going to Ulla to Trädgårdsföreningen for late lunch. That'll be fun. I told you about Mom starting again 4 days ago, vomiting blood, and she really hits the bottom when she does this thing. So of course the blood volume goes down, and it frightens her because she's afraid she's not going to get anyone in the room. But I don't think that frightens her so much that she's going to heave. She's just frightened that she's going to mess up the bed, and I'm ready to crown her for being like that. But somebody must have told her that, you know, you hit that emesis basin when you're going to throw up, and that's that. But she has the same kind of heaving as I do. It's just projectile. It just goes poof all over. Well, enough with the heaving. Day before yesterday, I was putting on her on the everlasting bedpan, and her right leg was a third larger than her left leg from swelling, retaining fluids, with other words, which was not good. And when I turned her over, the area above her left kidney, that's the sign she does not have a kidney, had a large swelling, probably 4 inches by 6 inches in size, and at least an inch to an inch and a half. Which of course is showing that she is holding fluid. She has edema, if you compare it with your dad, his, of course, was a lot more drastic at that point. It's about a third of what he had. So I think the heart is really having a rough time of it. Her kidney, though, is functioning very well, in fact. So I got hold of the RNs and gave him the scoop, and nobody had seen it. Not even the girl that's supposed to be so wonderful that gave Mom her bath that morning. So now she's on some type of diuretic, but in a small amount. And yesterday she was somewhat better. She had kind of a wheezy chest before, and to me she had beginning of congestive heart failure, although she didn't have that percolating sound yet. She was bright yesterday. She even joked a little bit. She said, Dodo, jag vill gå hem. Jag vill gå hem till Gud. I want to go home to God. And I says, yes, Mom, I know you do. And then right away, before I had any chance of condolences or it's okay, you can go, I don't want to keep telling her that she can't. She wants to slack off and let her system go. That's okay. So anyway, she says, then she looked at me and with those big Cocker Spaniel eyes, and she kind of half grinned. And I thought, now what? And she goes, men han har vi för bråttom. But I guess he's too busy. Then we both laughed and laughed. I laughed till I cried, and she says, I can't cry, Dodo, I wish I could. And so I says, tror du att han har för bråttom? Do you think he is too busy? Ja, he must. Annars skulle jag gått länge sen. Otherwise, I would have gone a long time ago. So there's still that spark of having a good humor in her, which perhaps have come out 4 times through the time I have been here. Another time, right after she got back from Ustra, I don't know if I wrote this or if I put it on the other tape, she says, Dodo, I can't have coffee. I says, I'll tell them. And then, so I ordered tea. And about half hour, the lunch came, and the first thing she tried was her liquid. And she says, Dodo, det här är det värsta kaffe jag har någonsin druckit. This is the worst coffee I have ever had. And she follows with, and I said, Mama, det är inte, ja, det är säkert det värsta du har haft. För det är te. Jaså, sa mamma. Ja, då kan jag inte skylla på kaffet. I says, Mom, it probably is the worst coffee you've ever had. Because it's tea. Oh, well, I guess I can't put the blame on the coffee then. So every once in a while she comes out with the old Hella and sparks up the day for me. And of course Dad thinks it's great and really does not know the graveness of the whole thing. I just pray the Lord that he'll take her one night while she's asleep or while I'm sitting there, and that's that, so we don't have to go through bed sores with this fluid retaining, and or the doctors insisting that she has to go to the hospital, and I'm going to stand guard with a shotgun. I mean, if they even dare move her anywhere else but to Siena, I'm going to be up for murder, and I think we're going to be minus the chief doctor of Svartadalen. She doesn't know a soul over there. She gets so shook. It takes days to get her simmer down again. So, I don't know. It's an awful lot of things. Seems to me every time I tape you guys, I end up with an I don't know. And that's the truth. I don't know. Before I start telling you about what I was going to tell you about, dear Aer Lingus, the Irish yesterday. I had put in a call to them about 5 days ago. The guy was on vacation. We'll get back to you. They didn't get back to me. I called them again. He says, I just got back from vacation. I really don't know what this is all about. I says, it's on your desk. I says, I'm getting very tired of this. Sabina has dragged me through for 5 weeks. Now say it's your fault. Do something or... So he says, well, I will try to call this man, but I won't be able to call him today. I'll call him tomorrow. This big chief of the sky in Ireland. So yesterday afternoon, after I got home from the hospital, here was Aer Lingus on the line. And he says, well, I have now talked to big chief in the sky of Ireland, and we had come to this conclusion, blah, 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 blah. And he says, I have your receipts here of clothing that is for approximately 3,000 crowns. And I says, yes, I had jeans and a sweater on when I came here with a jacket. And it's not too inappropriate to go to Göteborg every day visiting my mother in that attire. But I bought everything that you have in front of you on 40 and 50% sale prices. Yeah, Stockholm had said that that was a lot of money. I still insist on I don't go to Newbury's and buy clothes that's going to last me for the next 20 years, because that's what they have lost. As you know, I keep them forever. Something had to do with fluctuation of weight. I go from one size to the other size, and then I always have new clothes. In case you feel bad about your closet, just think of it that way. You'll always raring to go. Well, anyhow, so he says, well, I have now talked to Ireland, and we have come to one conclusion that we do not know what's going to happen to your suitcase. It's been gone so long now, so... that does seem to be a slim chance of you getting that, but if you get that, that would be nice. I get so angry I could barf. And he says, so we have come to the sum of 1,480 crowns, and this is what you will get, no matter what, and you do not have to return it if your suitcase shows up. So, with other words, I am getting 150 pounds of Irish money into Swedish money, which is 3,480. That's that. Can't change it. I'm not to do anything with it. That is the law. And if I get the suitcase, their goodness and greatness tells me that I can keep the money and I don't have to return it. I could barf. I told them that is the half of the amount of money that I spent trying to get a decent, half a decent wardrobe until my suitcase got here. That's never gotten here. Oh, I think I'm going to do like Johnny and Joni, just keep a carry-on with and then blame it on myself. So there's nothing else to do. He said, I will be mailing the check and a cover letter to you tomorrow. I says, you know, that's really the pits. I lose a suitcase, everything in it. I replace on sale, and you guys come up with 1,480 crowns. That stinks. That's the law, blah, 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 blah. So I'm still going to write this man, I have his name, of the Ireland thing, and are going to call Stockholm, perhaps easier. Make him put out another description of the suitcase. Because I know that if something doesn't come back on the computer now, it's just no hope for it. I have to say, like mother, my kamblisa mani, mantavasa mevan. You can become the way you are if you aren't already there. Oh, talking about puke. Day before yesterday, mother had some kind of a prince korv sausage for lunch. She hates Prince Court. So I got in one bite. The rest of it was a little bit of potatoes and gravy and some peas. So she said it was almost lunchtime. And she says, do do. I'll say it in Swedish first. Do do. Får jag korv idag igen så? Ja, det tror jag inte du får, mamma. Du kan vänta på korv två dagar, en efter den andra. Men om du får korv idag, vad gör du då? Hon tittade på mig och så sa hon, då spyr jag. She got the sausage and she says, Dodo, what if I get the sausage and I can't stand today? Oh, Mom, I don't think you'll get the sausage today again. After all, you had it yesterday. So you shouldn't be getting it 2 days in a row. But, I says, if you do get it, what are you going to do about it? She looked at me sternly and she says, then I'm going to puke. So in between her terrible, dilapidated times, you know, she's cute and funny. She really is. When I called you guys and said that she was really critical, I thought, well, my black outfit that always goes with me to Sweden, Cookie saw me pack it, or knew I had it on the bottom of the suitcase so nobody actually would see it unless I had to use it. I started looking for black clothes. God have mercy that you wear something else to your old mother's funeral. That wouldn't work. So luckily there are about 3 stores that carries this one brand of clothes so that you'll get the right dye lot and all this stuff with this color consultant here. So I thought, well, I can't wear bright yellow, which is one suit that I got while I was here, 2-piece. So I found the skirt, took the skirt home, didn't show it to Dad, and tucked it in the closet. A couple of days later, I found the jacket, but it was a double-breasted thing, and naturally it was too small for Dodo. But that was the only jacket in Göteborg. So I kept combing Göteborg for this blasted jacket. Nada. So then at Enco one day, I went back to the same jacket, and as far as style goes, kids, they're not big and wide and looking any longer. All blouses are figure fit, with other words, they're not blousy. Very few are blousy. Everything are tucked into, so you're supposed to have a neat little waistline. Ha! Big joke. Anyhow, so I thought, well, with some modification, everything else was okay except for the waist. So I thought if I go home and take off these ugly buttons, they were black and white, but ugly. Gosh, they were ugly. Take off those, buy 7 new buttons, put in the 7 buttons, and then sew together a buttonhole and figure it's only not double-breasted, but single-breasted. It should be kind of cute. So it was 50% off, and the lady says, well, that one is a little bit snug, so I eased it just to show her. She says, that looks great. So I went to the button shop. Mimi, you know what that is. That is on the other side of Kungsgatan, and bought 7 buttons that were the size of smaller than a nickel. And was antique gold with kind of black circles in it. Like when you throw out a stone in the ocean and it makes these little circles if you throw it right. And then night before last, I sewed in the buttons. And it looks very sharp. Dodo is so smart. Mixing your languages again. So then I thought, well, as long as I've gotten this far, I better get a pair of slacks to go with it, because then it will make a weekender and I don't have to worry about that color anymore. I can tuck it away or wear it with bright blouses, and I actually found a pair of slacks. So now I had the three-piece thing. Then 3 days ago, Mother got so frightfully ill again. And, I mean, she did this while I was standing there and I couldn't keep the emesis basins coming fast enough. And then it was black hose time. So I went out and bought black hose. And my most favorite black shoes are in the suitcase. So I found a pair of black shoes in Johansson's, I think it was, shoe store behind Enko. It's a pretty good shoe shop if you need to get shoes. It's leather at least, it's not plastic. So now, and I had a white blouse. Oh, no, I didn't have a white blouse. Remember the white blouse Mimi I bought, because I had been looking for this high collar one all this time, the one I wore to Carmel, and you were with me when I bought it in Enko. Well, they had one left at half price. So if my suitcase ever shows up, there are down two identical white blouses. This one a little bit smaller though, because I actually bought a size too big. I think it felt kind of strange. I'm slowing down here because if you remember where that sales office was for some kind of a car on the height up here on 156 going to Göteborg, they are repairing the road and they have built a side road. And here in Sweden, they don't have flagmen that stand there and wave this and that. They put red, yellow, and green light on a motor. And then just set it for a certain time, it takes care of it. So we're doing our thing and they're doing their thing. There's no dumb guy that doesn't know which flag to put up. It's really great. Oh, they're laying some kind of a big pipeline, size of a man, probably 5-6 feet wide. Generator is what they have it hooked up to. Tell you, by the time I come home, I'll probably be talking Russians or something. Sympathy of Gorbachev. Okay, we're on the road again. It says 90, and I'm going now 60 and on. What else has happened? So I'll put one story on the other side. I was going to Lindome today to take pictures of Koldeen's area. Can't do that now because I won't have enough time. Being I'm going to see Ulla, I didn't even feed the cat nor feed my face, because if I do, I'm delayed 45 minutes in order to make breakfast and for Dad, feed the cat and all kinds of things. So Dad is going to the foot doctor with Barbro today, the podiatrist, so he will be busy and exhausted by the time he gets home. So I'm just not going to worry about what time I get home. Just gonna have a day of it. Right now I'd like to put out some music, but being the other tape turned out so lousy when I taped the tape, I guess I won't do that. There are a lot of big trucks out on this Wednesday morning. Now at least I'm not trailing all these house trailers that the Swedes have latched onto. So it's a little easier passing on this two-lane highway, but I do have a luggage trailer in front of me and can't get past. Let's see what else I have done that is... Well, on the other side, I will be telling you when Gitan and Astrid and I went on this bus tour, which was completely elegant, brand new, where you sat very, very top and had the whole scenery in front of you. I mean, there is no artist that could even capture the beauty that we saw that day. And I don't know why I haven't known about this, or passing a guy here, you guys. It's a Volvo. strange and sweet. Oh well, joke. Okay, so anyway, we sat one cassette all the way in front, which is over the driver, but upstairs. And then two sat in the next, so Gitan sat in front, and then Astrid and I sat in back. I'll leave that till the tape is over so you get all of it on one side in case you just want to re-tape what I saw. Kind of wish I had had the tape recorder with me. But that probably would have gotten garbled because of people talking and the mic going with the tour guide talking and so on and so forth. So second thought, that probably would not have been a good idea. I did take Dad to church on Sunday, and the gospel group was there singing. Of course, that was Jon Erik or Ingrid, and Ella Isak was there too, Malin's and Steve's friends. And Jon Erik was the one that sang at Roy's funeral. So that put some oomph into the church. I told the pastor and his wife we were at church kaffe at their house. And I told them, I said, the Swedish church is really dead. The message is fine, but you need the music to bring the people in. Why don't you start an old-fashioned string band again? That used to bring in the people. I get so angry and so frustrated that, here comes a little sweetie pie that can't stand being back of me, so we're gonna let him pass. Gosh, take the whole road, lady. Mister, almost took my front bumper getting back again. And, I sent a letter off to Jon Erik in Saudi to see if he feels crowded with all the troops going over there and everything. It's not really good. I think we perhaps have more news here than even the States does as far as personal messages for people that have reached England, both those from Kuwait and English citizens that have come back. There are some horror stories that have been told about the land that invaded the other one. I guess I am, like Dad, a little bit hesitant in putting that on tape, so I'll put a few words in my little memoir and you can ask me about it later on. It's unreal that one man can be the cause of all this agony and anxiety that is causing the world. I just feel for these people. Having been involved in 8 years of World War II, it's not a fun thing. It's an anxiety. I think perhaps all of us started our stomach problems. I'm not sure there's a kid in my family. Well, perhaps Carrie doesn't have stomach problems. Do you, Carrie? But I know at times, Cookie has them, Mimi has them, I have them, Mother has them, Dad has them. So, now it's almost the end of the tape, and I'll just tell one thing. We were talking about, I guess it was on Cookie's birthday or my birthday, I can't remember, asking Mom. I asked Mom, I says, Mom, how was your delivery with me? She says, oh, it was terrible, Dodo. But, and you came face up, you wanted to face the world to start off with, head on. So you came face up, and you were so beautiful. You were, du var som en docka som är där hemma. And he says, oh, tack så mycket, mamma, det var snällt av dig. That's nice of you. I was, with other words, sunny side up. And I says, Mom, were you? She says, yes, we were twins. I came first sunny side up, then David came. Then I, Dodo, was sunny side up. Then Cookie was sunny side up. Then Krista was sunny side up. So we had four posterior births, for anyone that's interested, in the family. You know, that really is kind of weird, if you think about it. I don't remember if Josh or Jeremy was posterior. I don't think so. And Mimi, Lynn, and Carrie weren't. The heck of a long time getting there. No, Carrie was a sweetheart. He came fast. He only came after 9 hours of labor. Well, I'm going to sign off and let this run off because if I could lift this with one hand, we're at the end of the tape. I'm signing off. It's Wednesday, August 15th, and I'm going to give you the story of the bus ride and the ferry ride. See you guys. Love you. Make sure you send this on now, but Carrie, duplicate it please first so that it doesn't get lost for Lynn's records or anybody that wants to listen. I just don't believe in anything going to go straight away home. See you guys. Bye-bye. Love you. Give everybody a great big hug. My grandkids too. Hey, don't. Happy trails to you, what you we need again. Happy trails to you. Da-da-ba-da-da-da. Carrie and Holly just had Roy Rogers and Dale Evans' son in their home. So that's what made me think of happy trails. So Gita found a date and she says, we'll go this one, blah, 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 all the way up to wherever, and Halden, and I says, okay, great. And she says, take your passport with in case you need to ID somewhere. I says, no problem. And so I went to see Mother the day before. This was, I think, the 9th, and that's written up in my book. So we met behind Göteborgs Posten. It was a Göteborgs Posten's newspaper's tour. Very excellent tours. Anyone of you kids want to do some sightseeing, sometimes it's a good one to go. It's in the alley behind Göteborgs Posten, which is down by Central and the railroad station. And so we met back in the alley in this gorgeous double-decker bus. You only sit on the top, though. Gitan got a seat right smack in front, so she had a picture window through the whole thing. And Astrid and I was on the next seat, and everybody sort of introduced himself. And one lady was from Partille, same place as Gitan and Astrid, but she said, I used to live in Hisingen. And so they said that they were from Hisingen, blah, blah, blah. And they were from Partille, and I says, well, mother is in Hisingen, used to be in Torslanda. And the one lady was very talkative, and she said that, Hisingen, she says, I used to go to Sunday school out there. And we says, oh, how neat, which where did you go? Well, I went to the Baptist Sunday School, Elam, and in Björlanda. And I had the mic turned the other way. I hope you can hear this. I'm not going to double check it. And she says, my Sunday school teacher was Sarah. Well, Sarah what, we said. And Sarah Solberg. Yes, and that, of course, was Mom's and Dad's very best friend, very well-to-do. Contractors who always had an apartment ready for Mom and Dad when they came back from China. We've been to their homes a dillion times. It's that one house I keep pointing out by the Russian embassy. That's where they used to live in town. Their mansion, so to speak, was in Landvetter, that Lake Landvetter that you pass when you go to the airport. So I'm going to have to look that one up too. And she said that she had been there 5 years and her three brothers and sisters. And she had gotten a testament and that they sang, Röd och vit och gul och svart, gör detsamma har han sagt. Red, yellow, black and white, the little Sunday school song that everybody knows. And that she was. We're still on August 15th, 1990. Dodo's in Sweden and is having a heck of a time with everything. And here comes this red light again in the middle of the freeway telling me to stop and wait, and I'm the leader of the pack. I'm getting to the point now where Swedes ask me where to go in town and what to do and what not to do, and it's getting to be ridiculous. But off with Kitan said she wanted to take a trip through Bohuslän, that's up the coast from here. It's extremely pretty territory in Sweden. And I says, oh, find one and I'll go with you. And Astrid says, yeah, and I'll go with you. And so Gitan found a date and she says, we'll go this one, blah, 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 all the way up to wherever, and Halden. And I says, okay, great. And she says, take your passport with in case you need to ID somewhere. I says, no problem. And so I went to see Mother the day before. This was, I think, the 9th. And that's written up in my book. So we met behind Göteborgs Posten. It was a Göteborgs Posten's newspapers tour. Very excellent tours. Anyone of you kids want to do some sightseeing sometimes, you could want to go. It's in the alley behind Göteborgs Posten, which is down by Central and the railroad station. And so we met back in the alley in this gorgeous double-decker bus. You only sit on the top, though. Gitan got a seat right smack in front, just she had a picture window through the whole thing. And Astrid and I was on the next seat, and everybody sort of introduced themselves. And one lady was from Partille, same place as Gitan and Astrid, but she said, I used to live in Hisingen. And so they said that they were from Hisingen, blah, blah, blah. And they were from Partille, and I says, well, Mother is in Hisingen, used to be in Torslanda. And the one lady was very talkative, and she said that, Hisingen, she says, I used to go to Sunday school out there. And we says, oh, how neat, which where did you go? Well, I went to the Baptist Sunday school, Elam, and in Björlanda. And I had the mic turned the other way. I hope you can hear this. I'm not going to double check it. And she says, my Sunday school teacher was Sarah. Well, Sarah what, we said. And Sarah Solberg. Yes, and that, of course, was Moms and Dads, very best friend, very well-to-do contractors who always had an apartment ready for Mom and Dad when they came back from China. We've been to their homes a jillion times. It's that one house I keep pointing out by the Russian embassy. That's where they used to live in town. Their mansion, so to speak, was in Landvetter, that Lake Landvetter that you pass when you go to the airport. So I'm going to have to look that one up too. And she said that she had been there 5 years and her three brothers and sisters. And she had gotten a testament, and that they sang Röd och vit och gul och svart, gör detsamma, har han sagt, red and yellow, black and white, the little Sunday school song that everybody knows. And that she was always there. She was a very, very trogen. She always was at the place. Well, here I'm passing the bridge going to the freeway 40. And there is one lane going both ways, so dear Lord, let not some idiot come here and... Oh, there are three idiots, but they didn't hit me. Phew! Chad, I gave the himmelen. Dodo needs all the help she can get this trip. Anyhow, so she said that she remembers the stories and so on and so forth, and she still has her testament. I don't think that there had been a convert there. But she was nice. And then Gitan asked, was there a girl that came and sing there once in a while? Yeah, she thought so. Well, she couldn't remember right then. But then in the afternoon, going home, she says, you know, there was a little girl that came and sang. And she sang Climb, Climb the Sunshine Mountain. Go up for Solskens berget, röd och varm. Go up the Solskens berget. I don't remember the words. Anyhow, so that was Dodo, of course. Who else would get up on a chair because she was too tiny at 3 years of age to sing Go up for Solskens berget. And she remembered Rennell's, just the name Rennell, because on Foreign Mission Day, the collection would go to Rennell's. And then I said, well, did you remember Esther Caldean? No, she always had Sarah, so she really didn't remember Esther called in. Of course, the lady was like 65, 68 years of age now, and that was her first 5 years, or first, well, perhaps she was seven by the time she quit. So, Koldeans, she says, yeah, I said, I was the barnbarn of Koldeans. Nej, min syster köper bara Koldeanmöbler, för det är det bästa som finns. My sister only buys Koldean furniture because that's the best quality there is. So here we had history just in a nutshell. We hadn't been on the road more than half an hour before all this started up. And so, of course, we kept on talking to each other for the rest of the trip. She really was a jabberbox, and I'm glad at the first part of the trip, while she was really growing great guns, that Gitan sat next to her. I sat next to her going back. She was a very nice lady. Had been in Japan, had been in the United States. No, liked Japanese and Chinese things, and had been in Washington, and also had been in New York. Of course, everybody goes to East Coast here from Sweden because it's cheaper. So then this happened, you know, throughout the day. So then we got to Strömstad, I guess it was. I'm going to have to check the map. Where we changed to ferry, and we had about an hour and a half there, so we stopped for coffee naturally. Nobody can survive without coffee, and particularly not the driver, and he had his little smoke time too, so he could keep wide awake. And he took a gorgeous ride through Bohuslän. He didn't take E6 all the way. He went in and out of the islands, and they were just breathtaking, and it was simply gorgeous. The farms were ready for harvest, and the houses, everything is so well kept. It's just like driving through a park. It's inconceivable how beautiful, how good the Lord was to the Scandinavian countries when he created them. Just can't believe it. So, whoa, another car that needs to pass and then takes my bumper en route. And a bus on my heels. So then we switched to ferry, and we were told to go straight to our tables for dinner when we boarded the ferry. It was not a real big ferry, but gee, Mary Crickets, I think we're going through a maze here. There are more trucks and stuff up here for do this and that. I'm just going to follow the leader. Thank goodness I'm not the leader of the pack here. This is right on Highway 40. We haven't reached Landvetter yet. And so we went to our tables where I have white tablecloths on and blue napkins, I think. And then we had roast beef, potatoes, nice carrots, and you know, some odd reason, I think I've done this to you before. Well, if I have, chuck one of them. I can't remember. I think I'm only supposed to tell you the end of it. Anyway, so with a cookie for dessert. It was very nice. Then I went up on top on the deck and took pictures right, left, and sideways on everything I could find. And got about 5 minutes away from docking, perhaps 8 minutes away from docking, ran out of film. I did have the film, though. So I hurried up and rewound my film, and the stupid lock, the cover to the camera, popped open. Oh, don't believe this. On a trip you make perhaps once in a lifetime, which exposed the film. Then I couldn't get it closed. I don't know what did it. I didn't do it because it's on the other side. I wasn't even touching that side. So panic, wilk, and anger was added to the trip. So I didn't get the entrance of Halden, but brought a postcard. There was a camera shop right there on the Market på Torget, and he helped me and got the stuck film out and all this kind of stuff. And I did get about 14 shots out of the 36 that weren't ruined. Thank goodness for that. But there were so many more gorgeous shots that I didn't get. Ugh, so frustrated. Anyhow, so we're with Lon Halden. It's a very, very, very old town. And I bought one wooden item there. And then it was time to board the bus to go back home again. And then I got the front seat and took a lot of more pretty pictures, I hope. And so I came back home to Dad. I think I'm saying this twice, kids. Oh, well. Chalk it up to age. I'm getting absent-minded. So, Papa goes, Halden. Jaha. Vet du vad hände där då? Halden, you know what happened there? Nej, Papa. Det är Fredrikstad. Jaha. I thought, good, Fredrikshall. Good for Fredrikshall. Well, that wasn't the total story. That's where farfar, John Alfred Renell, had his first church after seminary. He was pastor there for 3 years. And then on his way, he got permission that if the mission field opened up, he could leave the church and go to China. But Wingren and Lindbergh had already gone, and they didn't need 3 missionaries right off the bat because they also had their wives there. So he had met Farmore in at the seminary, I guess, or in Stockholm somewhere. And after she had been baptized, she was not allowed to teach in the state school any longer. And a sister of hers, I think it was, died. She left 3 children, so she went to Karlstad and took care of these 3 children and became a seamstress after a course in Stockholm. And of course, we, Carrie, Holly, and I went to Karlstad. Do you think I knew it then? No, of course not. But that was the city where Farfar asked Farmor to marry her and gave her her engagement band. And that engagement band, if I remember right, was the engagement band that became Carrie's wedding band, which is now in a locket on Holly with a Swedish crown hanging in the center. I think I'm right. Yeah, I'm sure I'm right. So, I mean, it's history around history. And then on his way, so after he had got to Karlstad there and became engaged to Farmore, she then later on joined Farfar, I guess fairly recently after that, and went to Halden, and married there, and they were pastors there from 1891 through 1892 and part of 1893. Because it was in 1893 that Farfar Renell went to China. If some of this history is wrong, somebody put Len straight so I don't goof things up, but I'm sure he already has it. And think that, Mother, you should know a little bit more about the family tree. That way you would know where you're at. Well, it's always been the Holmquist family tree that I've heard about, and I'm so confused with the Holmquist family tree that I haven't had a chance to figure out the Renell and Koldén family tree. But in one day, all this developed, and I am still awed by the fact that I was in Halden. I could have just as well skipped the little stores that we were in, which weren't. It was really only a hardware store. And found out about the churches. There were 2 Baptist churches at the time, and Farfar had one. And at, while they were, after they had finished building the new church many years ago, while Murfar was still able to travel around, they had asked Murfar, Oscar, to come and have the, I think, the dedication ceremony, because he was the son of Jonar Fredrinhell. So here I am all bottled up with his family history, and I was in the little town of Halden and never knew the difference. And there are souvenirs in that store was not plentiful. I did buy a real pretty box that hangs on the wall where they used to have salt in the old homes. And or sometimes they had soap in, but then they were made out of ceramic. So I do have something from Halden, and all this will be written on the bottom of that package once I can get that organized. What a trip, huh, kids? I just wish that I had known all this and had had my smarts with me, or that even I had been told, Githan Astrid, of course, didn't know this either, that I actually was going to Norway. That way I could have said to Dad, well, I'm going to Norway, I'm going to Halden, Papa. And he would have informed me of this before I even left. Dum, 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 dum. Now we went on the ferry, which was the Kosterö. And when Papa saw Kosterö, is the name of the island, on there, he says, oh, I think I had a cousin that used to own boats that went out to Kosterö. Fråga Helen. So if I remember now, I'm going to fråga Helen, which cousin on what side, because Dad does not remember if it was Farmor or Farfar's side, that owned boats that went between Kosterö and Strömstad. World is just getting smaller and smaller, where other parts of the world are fighting for a little 2x2 inch country, and you really don't hear much about it here. The newscast is very limited on things from this country, and it's a lot more from the neighboring larger country, so that prices have gone up tremendously. I'm just lucky I got in on the sales from before prices went up. Well, mums, the tax went up 1.25% July 1, so of course that has been taxed to the rest of the stuff. Food prices, now you pay 25% tax on anything you buy. So you buy for a dollar, you pay $1.25 or krona. It's unreal. And merchandise that will be coming in will be priced higher than before. And in the country that they're having problem, they have been told not to buy clothes and eat half the food of the normal intake due to the crisis. So I don't know. It's really the pits. Before the sales started now in July, the TV was saying that buying had really dropped way down as far as merchandise buying, even though tourists had been here all through part of May and June. But then buying went up in July. And they all agreed that it was due to the sales, that people were able to buy again because they could afford to buy because of the July sales. So that was the reason for the increase of sales. I'm now going off where it says Centrum, Liseberg, Mässan, Scandinavium. And if it was wintertime, across the way here, St. Siegfriedsplan, you see this old, old church And the only thing I know about it is that this old, old church, everybody wants to get married in it. Don't know the reason. But that's the story. Here we go. Green light. Then I have another student driver from some company ahead of me. I seem to catch those every single morning that I come in. You back to the great big P that says parkering. You ignore that. You don't want to go there. I'm going to go and park in Femun today for a while. Then I'm going to Mom's. And after Mom's, I'm going to Ulla, and then I'll park by Park Avenue. Gustav still has not said nothing. Yes, I will go to Mazda and get that sneaky name of his off the registration. Unknown to me, he put his name on it. They spelt it wrong. So now I'm going to try to get it off. This is ridiculous. I am thinking perhaps I'll spend a night at park, but I don't know. Go to park, spend a night, sit there by yourself. Don't know if I want to do that. Ulla is leaving for her vacation the 24th, Ulla Jakobsson. Ulla Signes I'm going out with today. So I can't have those. Bojan has been in the States for 6 weeks. Outside of Denver and Colorado Springs, plus somewhere else where Jenny is taking a course and they have the baby with, because the Swedes do not think that the baby should be separated from his mother for 6 weeks, so therefore grandma's with babysitting. Poor dears. And so she will be coming home pretty soon. Whoops, I went through a rondelle and didn't even check to see if any car's coming. And Scandinavian do not have their big sports arena. Their Swedish flags out, they've had them all week, just because I have the camera with. Ja, kära gud I himmelen, vad ska man göra? I'm not gonna göra by sitting down and having a cup of spatta te or kaffe when I get to Femman. Famished. No breakfast in order to get out of the house quietly. Dad wakes up then he most of the time doesn't get back to sleep again. He's been up so many times due to diuretics during the night that I don't have the heart to stop his sleeping pattern. We are now at Ullevigatan. That's after coming around past the Messan. And we can make a left here, but I'm not too awfully sure in what lane I'm supposed to be in. So we're going dead ahead. And when we come to the rondel, the round circle thingamajigger, we go right, follow it around, and which will make us go a left. Stay in the left lane, and you will be passing the Grand Central Station. If you need to meet somebody at the Grand Central Station, stay in the right lane or you'll never get over. Try to stay in the left lane now though, and that way you will bypass the Central Station and you'll be in the correct lane to make a left again to go to Femman. I will draw a map for you guys, your foreigners, so that when you come here, when I'm dead and buried, you won't say, why didn't Mother tell us how to do this? How are we supposed to know? I think Carrie probably is the only one, and Holly know what to do here in Göteborg. And Mimi would be halfway, do pretty good, but I've taken some other roads since. This is a rondel again, look to your left. You always look to left in Sweden. Seldom anything hits you from the right. Whoa, red light. Yes, sir, you may go. Don't look so bitter. We are now at Friggagatan with Hellström's bildelar in front of us. And we're going to cross the street and make a sharp left. Don't go in the bus lane. The buses somehow don't appreciate that. Stay in the lane that you're at. Kind of look on your right, because sometimes a guy decides to change his mind. And in case you are meeting somebody in Centralen and you can't get a parking place, there is a place to make an immediate U. You kind of go angle to the right from the parking lot, and then immediately there is a very weird feeling left angle that you can cross, and you feel like you're breaking every law in Sweden doing it. But otherwise you have to drive all the way out to Femman, make a U-turn, which I didn't know you were allowed to do until I had been here about 3 weeks. God bless America. We are now passing Burggrevegatan, whatever that means. Burg, vad är burg på svenska? Don't know. This is Barnhusgatan, that was easy. The kids' street. Must have been some kind of a doggies or preschool something here. Barnhusgatan. And your next street is Göteborgsposten. And you'll see the back part of the big post office, which is really very impressive. Now we're angling right in the left lane. We have a green light, praise the Lord. No traffic from my left. We're staying in the left lane. Passing another yellow house that looks like it could belong to the post office. Passing the trains on my right. Today, of course, they're parking places because I don't need it. We're still in the left lane. We have the Grand Central on the right, the buses on the right, an idiot of a motorcyclist ahead of me. Prince Edgar, not Prince, just plain Edgar. Edgar's Hotel on our left by now, and Roy used to work there as a pastry baker. Nordstan, which is Femman, the back of Femman you can see now. Whoa, there comes a car on my left. Okay, go to the large P house. What does one do there? You don't do what it sounds like, because there is none. And then you have this ugly lighthouse in front of you. It's the ugliest thing that Göteborg has ever put up. Norm says, are you sure that's not a windmill? Might as well be. Okay, we're going to make a left here. If you were in the left lane, you can make a U-turn if you have to go back to Central. And if you miss my first street there, I'll draw that for you, too. I'll give it to Len, and when you want to come to Europe, you ask Len to Xerox it for you. With the potty stops and the sandwich stops and the sales, if you come in the right month. And now we are going between two houses called Nordstan, North City, and we're going in underneath this gross spiral pea house. Oh, that's a great word for it. I hate this spiral drive, and I do it almost every day. Here we go. After Shiro, and they're going to tell me to go to 5. I'd like to know what happens if I don't go to 5. I think I'll do as they tell me today. Could have gone to 2. There was enough parking places. I hate this. I asked it. I think. No. Yeah, on 6. Oh, well. Cell 08. Good Lord, there's a cell here.